Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 18th of January 2024. Today's topic is condemnable criticisms. Our text today is taken from Numbers chapter 12 verses 1 through 8. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses, because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. Verse 6. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Our memory verse today is taken from Numbers chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses, because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. There is a notable difference between helping somebody to be fulfilled and making somebody to fail or fall down. While good counsel achieves the first purpose, the aim of negative criticism is to condemn and pull down. Criticism is the act of judging unfavorably or an act of fault-finding. It has to do with attacking somebody's character and personality. Miriam's intention was not to counsel her younger brother, Moses, but to judge and challenge his authority and leadership. Most criticisms are done out of jealousy. The Bible forbids believers from speaking evil of their leaders, whether spiritual or secular leaders. Christian youths should not copy the ungodly among whom they dwell, to criticize and find faults with their leaders. A learner that criticizes his instructor will not benefit much from him. So the youths that listen to gospel messages with the aim of finding faults will not be blessed of the Lord. For Miriam's criticism of God's servant, she was afflicted with leprosy. She was banished from the camp of Israel temporarily, before God delivered her through Moses' intercessory prayer. Are you a fault finder like Miriam? Quote for the day. Most criticisms are done out of jealousy. The challenge for today is: criticism closes a learner's mind to knowledge. Prayer. Sanctify my tongue, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.